bone. They call me snowshoes, they call me stepping fashion. Call me a shuffler, they got the shuffles to the machine. My lock is in the back corners of the house.
Someday. We're going to do this, another song off the new record. We have a new album called Third, because it's our third album of Baseball Project songs. So we call it Third. Long story.
Yeah. Why again?
Long story.
Super long story. Okay. Let's tell it now. Okay. You guys got like 15 minutes?
But we have a song on the record, on the new record, about a guy named Larry Yount, who, which most people haven't heard of until we made our record. He is the brother of Robin Yount, and you'll hear the whole story in the song. That's beside the point. I don't have to tell you the story, because that's what we do in the song. That's how we work this thing. But the great thing is the song was actually heard by Larry Yount and his family, his wife, his kids, that train whistle, and they like it, and they dug the song. So today, this morning, before we came out here, we sent a package of CDs, of the new CD, to Larry Yount and his wife, and then also to Larry's brother, Robin Yount. And they said, can you stick another one in as well? Because we're going to the 80th birthday party of Bud Selig. We're sending a package out to Robin Yount, Bud Selig, and Larry Yount. And I'm thinking, this is the coolest band ever.
It's just another day. Just another day.
Man, I was like, yeah, Robin Yount, yeah, thanks for digging our music.
And the great thing is that now that we put a song called Larry Yount on our record, he's actually even more famous than Robin.
Yeah, he's right.
Just like, oh my God. Oh yeah, Larry Yount.
Yeah, sure.
Who's Robin Yount? Larry's brother. So, with that lead up, this is now the song and tell you why we wrote about Larry Yount.
This is like being at your house in Jackson Heights with the fucking seven going by every time, interrupting all conversation.
That's true.